Review the financial counseling process. Reviewing the financial counseling process helps clients feel more comfortable since they know what to expect. It is also a requirement for AFCs. An AFCPE standard of practice applies here. Standard of practice 2, disclosure to clients. Counselors must adequately inform clients, preferably in writing, regarding the counseling process and counseling relationship at or before the first meeting begins and throughout the relationship. Before the session or during the first session, at an appropriate time, explain the purpose of the session itself and what will occur, and express how the client's input will guide this and any subsequent sessions. The counselor can then explain how this session fits into the overall financial counseling process, building rapport, gathering information, setting goals, and creating an action plan, taking action and evaluating progress and ending. The client does not need this information in exhaustive detail. The questions should be answered. The counselor can also express that the financial counseling process is one that the client can use to make financial goals and action plans on their own. The ending step is an important part of the process to review. Be sure to set expectations for the maximum duration of the meeting, but indicate that the meeting can end early if the client feels their needs have been met. Express the overall goal of the session or relationship and how it should naturally come to an end. Counseling has a goal, and once achieved, the session or relationship can end, but the client is welcome to identify new goals as needed. If a client terminates a series of sessions, let them know the door is always open. Often the client will have an important issue they were not comfortable bringing up until the end of a session, which can be resolved by scheduling a new session. Each session can end by signaling that their time together is drawing to a close, summarizing the session and its goals, and asking the client if they felt the session's goals were met. After getting feedback, the meeting can transition to scheduling, affirmations, and slash or small talk for a smooth transition to the end of the session. Allow enough time for these closing processes. Gather feedback on the process from client. Early in a counselor-client relationship, it is important to express that a client's feedback is valued and welcome, and that their needs will be accommodated to the best of the counselor's ability. The client may provide feedback in nonverbal and slash or verbal forms. It can be explicitly gathered at the end of every session, but is also gathered whenever the client offers it. Nonverbal feedback is especially important at the start, getting off on the right foot, and end of a session, session went well. If a client seems bothered, ask about it. It is a good idea for a counselor to ask for feedback on the client's experience with the counseling process and then use that information to adjust the interaction to be more aligned with their preferences. For example, a client's verbal feedback could include comments on whether the client prefers the more self-directed approach recommended in these materials or if the client wants a more directive approach. Some client personality types could prefer this, but there are limits to the effectiveness of the directive approach. While the counselor can support this desire with information and options, ultimately the client still makes the decisions and takes the necessary actions. It is best to avoid the "tell me what to do and I'll do it" mindset, even when this is what the client wants. The counselor should consider any form of resistance during the counseling process to be feedback about the counselor's effectiveness. Counselors can easily increase client resistance by saying the wrong things or the right things at the wrong time for the client, moving too quickly. Continued confrontation to resistance can create a downward spiral. Clients will also have natural resistance as they work through painful feelings or resist change, and counselors should roll with it. Clients may need help understanding the phases of change or other counseling to help them understand why change is so difficult.